It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin and our neighboring states boast the highest growth in robotics for manufacturing in the nation. That's according to a new paper examining robot hubs published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. As we discuss robots, call in with a question or share a concern at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Robert Siemens is an associate professor of management and organizations at New York University. Rob, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Good morning. Your research says factories that use mini robots tend to have more employees than factories without robots. How do robots expand employment?
Yeah, thanks. It's an interesting finding that runs counter to a lot of the narrative that's out there. But it turns out that factories that adopt robots see a subsequent increase in employment. So we see that in the U.S. We see that in other countries as well. So researchers that have gotten access to data from Canada, France, Spain, they all find that relationship.
Does your research then refute the concern that robots take jobs from people?
Well, it's interesting. In part, but not necessarily in whole. Mm-hmm. It certainly raises questions, right? Again, the popular narrative is that robots take jobs, and what the pattern in the data suggests that firms that are adopting robots see an increase in employment. But this comes with some caveats. So one of the caveats is that while we see this correlation in the data, it's really hard to say that it's causal, right? So it's really hard to say that adoption of robots causes more jobs. So that's one caveat. The second caveat is that it does look like the nature of the jobs themselves are changing, right? So the firms that are adopting robots, at least what we see in the US, it looks like there's a shift from manufacturing employment to non-manufacturing employment.
So what would that sector be? Can you give some examples?
Yeah. So that would be, for example, sales and marketing would be one example.
Oh.
Another might be R&D or basic research. The exact nature of these jobs could vary depending on the nature of the work that's happening at the firm. Honestly, if anything, this research raises a lot more questions rather than answering questions. And so one of them is exactly what you're getting at, which is, well, how exactly does the nature of work change when firms adopt robots? And we know a little bit at a high level, but there's a lot more we're still trying to uncover.
Well, let's tease out a bit. A touchdown in the upper Midwest, where Wisconsin is among the top five states you identified using the most robots in manufacturing. Why is that?
Well, that's right. So the top five are Iowa, Michigan, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. These are the states that have the largest concentration of robots. And most of that is because of manufacturing, and in particular because of manufacturing in the automotive industry. So that industry currently has the largest amount of adoption of robots.
And what has the automotive sector done differently than other, manufacturing areas? Why has there been such an adoption in making vehicles?
That's a good question. It's not solely automotive manufacturing. We also see it in electrical components, for example. Also, plastic. Yes, and some of this, by the way, is sort of upstream from auto manufacturers. So it might be plastic injection molding and things like that. Mm. I think part of the reason is just that the automotive industry, actually tends to be a little bit of a technology forward industry in manufacturing relative to some of the others. So others you might think of would be textiles, let's say, leather goods and things like that. Automotive historically has been a leader when it comes to adoption of new technologies.
We're talking with Rob Siemens, Associate Professor of Management and Organizations at New York University, as we look at Wisconsin and the upper Midwest and the high concentration of robots used in manufacturing. You can join in with your questions. Share your perspective at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Rob, that you say that the robotic industry is highly skewed. About 10% of American metro areas use 75% of all robots. What makes these robot hubs highly concentrated?
Yeah, it's an interesting finding. And let me just add a little bit to it. So a moment ago, we were talking about reasons why states like Wisconsin have a lot of robots. Here, when we're talking about these, what we call robot hubs, we're actually trying to control for the presence of certain industries. So for example, automotive, and controlling for the number of employees in an area. Even conditional on all of that, it turns out that there are some areas that just have a whole lot higher adoption of robots than other areas. There are a range of reasons for this that we have started to explore. But again, just like I said about it, 5 minutes ago, there are also lots of questions. There are lots of things that we don't yet have the answers to that we continue to dig in on.
It was interesting how you found like this robot clustering and these integrators, having local robot integrators. Can you explain what that is?
Yes. So these integrators seem really, really important in explaining what's happening. So a robot integrator is a third-party firm that helps manufacturers identify what types of robots are out there, as well as what other types of companion technologies are out there. And they help the manufacturer, identify these technologies and then install them in their production line. So that's what a robotic integrator does. And these robot hubs that we were talking about a moment ago, so it turns out that one of the biggest factors that explains why some areas are a robot hub and other areas are not is the presence of one or more of these robotic integrators that help the manufacturers.
When you have these integrators, they work in perhaps clusters because, you found that some companies that were located in the proximity to other companies with using robots in their manufacturing processes, that they were kind of building out from there, that companies in proximity were also using robots. What did you find there about that type of clustering?
Yeah, so there what we find is, sort of holding aside again this issue of integrators just for a moment, it turns out that areas where you see more adoption, other manufacturing firms in that same area then become more likely to adopt. We think that might have to do with a couple of things. One is just a sort of a knowledge effect, right? So you see your competitor or your friend who owns a factory down the street who's adopted a robot. You see some of the success that has come with that, and then you, as the owner of a firm, might be more likely also to adopt. So there's sort of this contagion effect, perhaps. Mm. So that'd be one explanation. Another explanation might be the presence of what we would call specialized human capital. So these would be individuals that could work at a manufacturing firm and understand the manufacturing process at that firm, but also understand how to operate a robot and understand how to work with the software that you typically need to also have in place when working with a robot. So it's this highly specialized human capital that isn't, uniformly spread across the U.S. It just turns out that it's in certain clusters, certain areas in the U.S.
Rob Siemens is an associate professor of management and organizations at New York University, co-author of this working paper on robot adoption in Midwest manufacturing. Call in with a question or comment along the way, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin is among the top five states where robots play a larger role in manufacturing than elsewhere in the country. It's according to a report from the National Bureau of Economic Research. Our state, a leader in robot adoption. As we discuss robotics, be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Rob Siemens is an associate professor of management and organizations at New York University and co-author of this paper. Rob, stepping back for a moment, in your research, how do you define when a machine actually becomes a robot?
Yeah, this is something that we worked on for a long time. We worked on this together with the U.S. Census Bureau. So let me make sure to give a plug to the U.S. Census Bureau. The data that we collected was all thanks to some very hard work that was done by the Census Bureau, which every year surveys firms and economic activity across the U.S. They have something called the Annual Survey of Manufacturers. And so starting in 2017, we worked with the Census Bureau to develop a couple of questions around adoption and use of robots. This involved about a year of cognitive testing of these questions out in the field. So going out to manufacturing establishments, testing out different questions on the respondents there and things like that. So we have a very carefully developed definition of robot. It's a little long because it goes into examples, but I'll just give you sort of one sentence just so you understand what we're talking about here.
Sure.
Industrial robotic equipment for industrial robots are automatically controlled, reprogrammable, and multi-purpose machines used in the industrial automated operations. And it sort of goes on from there. But it's a very carefully developed question. Again, thanks to a lot of help from the U.S. Census Bureau, that we have found works well in the field when folks get asked these questions.
And as you mentioned before, the skill set to work with these types of robotics takes education. And so you've got the software designers and other skill sets for factory robots requiring specialized training. How are robot hubs affecting higher ed and technical colleges?
Kate, this is an excellent question. I think I've said that to every question you've asked. And so I feel a little bit like a broken record here. I'm going to sound again like a broken record when I say, this research has generated more questions, I think, than it has answered. And one of them is, what exactly is in, if you will, what's the special sauce in these robot hubs that leads them to adopt more robots than you would otherwise expect? One of them is the presence of integrators, as we talked about earlier. It looks like having a more highly educated workforce also helps. But we have not yet looked into things like presence of universities, colleges, community colleges, and the extent to which that also might be a factor.
If our uptake of robots is high here in Wisconsin in the upper Midwest, I wonder what that means for AI. Could that be a leading indicator that artificial intelligence could potentially be robust part of manufacturing here too?
The short answer to that, I think, is yes. I think that areas that are early adopters of robots also could be early adopters of other advanced technologies like artificial intelligence.
Can you use AI for automating robots in manufacturing? What is that linkage like?
So that's not something that we specifically looked at in our research, but I can say anecdotally that I've seen a mix of things. So oftentimes when firms are adopting robots, they literally are just looking at putting the robot into the production line and sort of rearranging the production line to take advantage of what the robot can do well or not. That's sort of in most cases. In other cases, I've seen firms experiment a little bit with fairly advanced robots that are part of the production line that have some AI capabilities. But honestly, at this point, it's just a lot of experimentation. And I wouldn't say that I see any type of, generalized patterns coming out of that.
Let's take a call now. Randy joining us from Monona. Randy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What is on your mind about robotics and manufacturing?
So early, I'm involved in robotics and automation. And my biggest comment is, getting down to the point of what a robot is. And a robot is nothing more than a tool to pick up an object from point A to point B, which leads to automation. And in order to manufacture in the United States, we have to be competitive on a world platform, which means we have to have automation within the plant because it's either automate or send it over to China. Companies that, are in the Midwest have put the money in to create the automation that allows for the manufacturing to exist here, which not only creates jobs within the plant, it creates the jobs that feed the plants and the jobs that take the products away from the plant. So, you know, that's the importance of automation and why, you know, the Midwest is pretty much thriving in manufacturing.
Randy, thank you for sharing all of those connections and really the entire wider environment there. You know, Rob, what do you see as the connection to automation and productivity?
Yeah, this is a great point, and I definitely appreciated Randy's comment. This isn't something that we looked at in this specific research paper that you've been referencing, Kate, but other economists have looked at what happens to let's call it sort of like a local production chain, once there's some sort of productivity improvement in one part of it. And what's interesting is you do see the effects that Randy talked about, which is that upstream and downstream from that sector that got either automated or had, you know, experienced some sort of productivity boost, is you see a dramatic increase in demand for products upstream and downstream. So that also then drives employment growth, right? So you might not just see employment growth at these firms that are adopting robots, as we've been talking about, but you might also then see sort of spillover effects where there's employment growth both upstream and downstream from these firms. And so I definitely appreciate the point. Again, it's not something that we specifically look at in this study, but more generally is an effect that others find.
Rob Siemens at New York University, Associate Professor of Management and Organizations, talking about this paper on the high concentration of robots in manufacturing in Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. You can join in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Rob, your research focusing on the use of robots in manufacturing specifically, why target manufacturing as opposed to other industries that use robots like warehouses and retail?
Yes. So we started with manufacturing for a couple of reasons. First, and keep in mind that this was in 2017 that we actually started this work. We wanted to make sure that we would find something. And we knew from some fairly aggregated data collected by International Federation of Robotics that manufacturing was a sector of the economy that had been adopting robots. So we knew that we would find something. So manufacturing made sense to start with. That's one reason. The second reason is that the way that the U.S. Census Bureau collects data on economic activity is sector by sector. So we couldn't start with the entire United States to begin with, which is why we started, you know, so we started with manufacturing. But the idea was to sort of get it right in manufacturing, this sort of data collection, and then we could roll out similar types of questions, survey questions about robots, to the surveys that the U.S. Census Bureau administers to other segments of the economy. And in fact, the Census Bureau has been doing that, has started to collect some data. I don't yet have those results to share, but you know, very soon we will have a lot of other data from other sectors of the economy, including the transportation and warehousing sector that you mentioned.
Okay. So there are next steps in this research. This perhaps also a tangent, but as our Wisconsin communities try to attract new manufacturers to our communities, and as we prepare sites for manufacturing, how can we make sure that these sites are ready for robotic applications? Is there something our business development people can offer to support robots in manufacturing?
I think a highly educated and well-trained workforce is probably the single biggest thing that an area could do to help attract a manufacturer that wanted to adopt robots.
Okay, so making sure that we're working in education to ensure that there are those programs there that specifically focus on robotics. And then, you know, what are the effects on productivity? How does using robots in manufacturing affect productivity?
So the research shows that, and this isn't just coming out of the U.S., this is, again, I mentioned a few of the other countries a moment ago, so Canada, France, Spain. Areas where you see robot adoption, you see increases in productivity and performance.
So it's actually a positive then for the company in terms of their bottom line and output. It actually adds to their ability to put new products out.
That's right. So it helps the company, and also just more generally, it helps the economy. That there's been some research showing that countries that have more adoption of robots experience greater productivity growth, greater GDP growth, right? So it's good for the firm. It's also good for the economy.
Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate. I appreciate it.
Rob Siemens, Associate Professor of Management and Organizations at New York University, co-author of this working paper on robots. You can find a link to it at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.